From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In New York City today, prosecutors in the Martha Stewart trial presented their closing argument. The juries listened to 5 weeks of testimony. It's all related in some way to Stewart's sale of a biotech stock back in December of 2001 and what she and her stockbroker told investigators about that transaction. The two defendants are charged with conspiracy and obstruction of justice, but not insider trading. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been covering the trial, and Jim, the government took all morning to summarize its case today. What were the main points of their argument?
Well, this was Prosecutor Michael Schachter, and basically what he said was, you know, this is a case that is about lying. He said Martha Stewart and Peter Bakanovic made up a false story to explain their decision to sell her shares of ImClone, but they left a trail of evidence behind them. Schachter said there's the testimony of the broker's assistant, Douglas Faniel, who says he was pressured to lie about the trade to investigator. Schachter said, even if you don't believe Doug Faniel, there's lots of other evidence, he said. For instance, Martha Stewart's attempt to alter her office phone log contained evidence in the case. He said, this tells us she had done something bad enough that she was willing to tamper with evidence to conceal it. I think Schachter was very effective at pointing out inconsistencies in the defense's case. For instance, Bakanovic and Stewart say they sold ImClone because they had an agreement to do so if it fell below $60. But when Bakanovic called Stewart on the day of the sale and left a message to tell her, to talk to her, he didn't say anything about $60. He just said the stock was going down. So there was a lot of stuff like that in Schachter's statement.
Now, on Friday, the judge hearing this case threw out the top count against Martha Stewart, the securities fraud charge. The jury wasn't present when she did that, but have they been told about what the judge did?
Well, she read a very short statement to the jury today saying that, you know, they may notice one of the counts that we talked about at the beginning of the trial is no longer part of the case, and she said they weren't supposed to read anything into that. You know, it's hard to know what the jury is going to infer, if anything, about that. The judge first said she wasn't going to say anything about the charge, but apparently the attention that was focused on her action on Friday, you know, got her to change her mind.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow it's the turn for Martha Stewart's lawyers for their closing argument.
Tomorrow, yes. Today we heard from the lawyer for Peter Bakanovic. Richard Strasberg is his name. You know, he told the jury, this whole case against my client is a house of cards. It makes no sense. In fact, he repeated that numerous times as a sort of a refrain in the Johnny Cochran sense. He said, it makes no sense. He said that Peter Bakanovic, who was a successful stockbroker, would order this assistant who'd only worked for him a few months to do something illegal. Bakanovic's lawyers are really trying hard to paint Douglas Faniel as dishonest, untrustworthy. They say he embellishes, he twists the truth. Martha Stewart's lawyer tomorrow will have an easier case to make in one sense. The case against her is really that she lied to investigators during a pair of interviews with the FBI and the SEC. Her defense is arguing that, you know, we don't really know what was said at these interviews because no one recorded them. There was no transcript, whereas Bakanovic's testimony was recorded. He's under oath, which is also why he's now charged with perjury and Martha Stewart is not.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York.